Moving on to number six, persistence. You know, it's easy to tell somebody be persistent, hang in there, keep going. That's easy to say it. But unless we have a vision, we're not going to be persistent. We're at the first roadblock, speed bump, detour sign, we're going to quit. Unless we have a picture of what we're doing. Now, I'm going to give you a picture that's going to remove all the doubt that you ever had about selling in this business. Now, let's say that you have 25 customers, 25 accounts on the books that you're actively selling, 25. Do you know that if you went down through all 25 of those and you added up their total purchases, not just what they're buying from you, if you added up the total purchases of those 25 customers, how much business would you have? You would have a minimum of $10 million. Minimum of $10 million in business. So now we're looking at things different. Now I've got 25 customers, and these customers are buying $10 million apiece. Each one of them are buying combined they're buying $10 million. That's not much per week. It's going to be more likely more than that, a lot of the customers. So now we take that $10 million and say, well, how much business do I get? What is my percentage of that market that I'm calling on? Well, if you're doing $1 million, you're doing 10% of your market share. If you're doing 2 million, you're doing 20% of your market. So there's all this opportunity out there that we need to focus on, rather than, well, I think I can get a minimum order. Or what about when they say we don't need anything? Or what about when you come to Larry and say, Larry, customers aren't buying? How can they not be buying? Did they close their doors? Did they shut down? Did they stop paying their bills? What? No, they're just not buying. Well, they're buying $10 million. If you bring somebody new into this business, I don't know if any of you have ever been to an Amway presentation or anything. Everybody's been through one of those at one time. They draw all these circles, show you all this money they're going to make. Well, I can show you that if we go out and carefully select 25 customers, there's $10 million worth of food being purchased in those 25 customers, and all you have to do is get some of it. How hard can that be? Well, we know it's competitive, but the business is there. They're already buying the business. We don't need to sell them on the food. We need to sell them on buying it from us. So a lot of times we'll go in, and the first thing they'll do is, well, what's your price? Well, you know, we got better price. Well, give me one of your invoices. I'll see who can make the quickest trip to the bottom here of price cuts. And that's not, we have to sell them on the value. So let's say you're going to a customer and say, how much a week, if you could figure out, and say, let's not take in your estimated, your table turns and your menu pricing and everything, and I'm estimating that you're buying $7,500 a week in food. They're not going to tell you exactly, but they'll always make it sound like more. But you're just starting with a number. So instead of focusing on price, you said, listen, you're buying $7,500 worth of food every week. My job is to make sure that you get the best value for your $7,500 investment. We're going to give you more, better, everything is going to be better. We're going to give you better service. We're going to give you better quality. We're going to give you everything better for that same amount of money that you're spending. If you go out and you're going to have a birthday party for your kids, and you got $200 to spend on the birthday party, what are you looking for? The most value for that $200. If you buy a car and say, I got a payment that I can make of $400 a month, what are you looking for? Well, I want the best value that I can get for $400. So you switch it around to sell the value. That's how we do that. If you go out to buy if you got $1,500 to spend on a TV, and a big screen TV, what are you looking for? The most TV for my $1,500. So now what you want to get across to them is, I'm here to get you the best value for your investment that you make every week. And I can do that for you. And here's some of the reasons and ways that I can help you, that I can really, really help you make more money. So now, as far as being persistent goes, say, okay, I've got 25 customers. And those 25 customers are buying $10 million. Now I got a picture. I can hang in there because I know I can get some of that business. you know, than the competitors out there. I'm better than them, so I can get the business. That's how you can be persistent. That's how you can hang in there. But by saying, oh, you know, there's no business, I can't do it, you're giving it, what you're saying is, I'm not as good as them. I'm pretty much a scavenger going in and living on what's left over. So that's the way we want to approach that persistence. Now, if you really want to stretch, if you really want to double your sales, what do you have to do? Double your account base. Now, here's the future of the sales rep. I look into my crystal ball and I say, what's going to be like in 5 years from now? Well, in 5 years from now, it's going to be a little bit different, because we are going to be responsible for not only sales, but also for marketing in our territory. So what that means is that we got to pick up another, let's say, 25. So now we're up to 50. So, 50, that's too many. Well, we're not talking about handling 50. We're talking about handling 25, but marketing. Take your marketing pieces out there. Once a month, call on them just to let them know that you're here, you're in the market. And just by chance, somebody's going to say, well, you know, hey, how long does it take to, if you're going from here to the front desk and there's an account on the way there that you have been driving by, how long does it take to stop in once a month, drop something off, say, hey, I'm here. So now let's look at 50 accounts, 20 million, 20 million in 50 accounts. How much is 20 million in 50 accounts times 50 salespeople? You're calling on, what is that, a billion? That's a billion. It's a big number. That's $1 billion. So your company is calling on $1 billion worth of business. And what I want half of that. Half of that would double your business. Not all at once, because you have too many out of stocks. You know, we don't want to. I don't want you to go out here too excited. You know, you can't get over motivated. So, but you know, looking down the future, looking 5 years, when your company is doing $500 million a year, when your business has doubled, it's possible. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And the only people that are going to make it happen is you. And the only way that you can make it happen is to start expanding your market. Start expanding. You know, don't go in and pester a new account to death. You don't have to do that unless they're ready. But just start marketing to some of them. Dropping your business card, dropping a brochure, just stopping in and just tapling your business card to a POS material. And even if they're not there, just drop it. Because your competitor, their current vendor, is going to screw up sometime, somehow, somewhere. They're having problems all the time. And they may just surprise you and call you. And is there an easier way to get a new account than to have them call you and say, hey, stop by with some pricing and stuff? That's like dying and go to heaven. You know, it's the same thing in my business. When I started this business, I had no safety net, so I had to sell or I was going to perish, and that was it. And what I did is I made up a list of 720 distributors that I could sell to, that would hire me. They were big enough for me to hire. And then every single day, day in and day out, I sent 12 letters out, 12 sales letters. And my theory was is that copywriting is salesmanship in print. So all I did was take if I was sitting in front of you and I wanted to make a sales presentation to you, what would I say? And I wrote it down on a sales letter. And I sent out 12 of those a day. Now my first year, I figured I had to do 26 in order to maintain the paycheck that I left. And the first year I did 50. And people said, well, you know, so you did 50, big deal. What are you going to do the second year, third year, fourth? You're going to run out of people to talk to. Well, I always had 720. Once I did them, I put them on another list, and then they became kind of a closer client. But I always had 720. 720 would keep me busy, because at 12 a day, every 2 months, they got a sales letter. I was in one of the big companies in North Carolina. I always used to ask, you know, why you hired me. So the VP of sales, he took me in his office, and he opened up his drawer. And this was like 7 years before, you know, 7 years from the time he'd been on my list for 7 years. He opened up his drawer, had a file on me that thick. He said, I just give up. But he had saved everything I'd ever sent him. And it was almost embarrassing. I mean, I said, well, maybe then I'll at least recover my postage that I I used to. But that's what it is. It's a system. So if you put together a system of 25 customers and 25 that you're marketing to, it's always funny because I get a call a lot of times, Bob, I just lost my biggest account. What should I do? I said, well, you should have thought of that a year ago. Because it's not a matter of if you're going to lose one, it's just a matter of when. So if you've got some over here that are on the burner, that you're just kind of, you know, you don't have to go in flat cold, you're going in and now you can turn the heat up on whatever ones you want and recover that lost business much quicker than you can by saying, yikes, what do I do now? Got to go out and really scratch. So that's how we be persistent. We look at that. We say, hey, there's my number. That's how much business is in this territory, in my market, and there's no reason why they shouldn't be buying it from me. So I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going because I know it's just not a matter of if they're going to buy, it's just a matter of when they're going to buy, because they will buy, because they're buying every day. They're buying for somebody every day, and nobody's perfect in this business, and I'm going to find somebody that has an opportunity because one of my competitors screwed up. Keep going. That'll keep you going. So put that number. A lot of times we take a spreadsheet and we list down all the customers that they have and then all the potential customers that they have, and in the first column put down how much business is on the table, total business. If you did that right now on the accounts you're calling on and the potential accounts that you can come up with, it'd blow you away. And then on the next column you say, how much am I getting? Next goal, how much do I want? And there you have it. So I had a guy in Kentucky that was, he called me up and he had been in the business about a year and a half, young guy. He said, I'm ready to quit. I don't know I just can't get anywhere. So I told him about that plan. I said, well, go out and, you know, look at your market and find customers that you're driving right by that you can just stop in and market to and, you know, come up with a nice number. So he did that. And he listed those 50 accounts. And he took it a step further. He put it on his whiteboards on the front of his garage, so every time he'd drive in, there it was. he had a picture. And you know, within 1 year, he's in the top 10% of the sales team. I mean, just a young guy that was new, bypassed all the veterans and started selling all that simply because he knew that the business was there. And he went in with that whole other attitude and that whole other level of confidence and that persistence. So to be persistent, say, well, don't, you can't say, you got to be more persistent. You got to have something to be persistent about. And that will make all the difference in the world.